Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, we are broadcasting live from Michigan once again. We got two more events to go. We just did We the County Days in St. Clair on Saturday, which was a kick in the pants. And tonight we're going to be at 7000 McClements Road in Brighton, Michigan, 7000 McClements Road in Brighton, Michigan. It starts at 6 p.m. tonight, 6 p.m. Tomorrow we're going to be at a Baptist church, which will be 8549 Sway Avenue, Nuwago, Michigan. That one will start at 7 p.m. Again, Lake Baptist Church, 8549 Sway Avenue, Nuwago, Michigan, which will again start at 7 p.m. That one's tomorrow night. So I just wanted to make clear, folks, I get people asking me all the day, where are you going to be? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out Bradley's schedule, and you can always find us there, Bradley's schedule. Now, folks, listen, I just want to get right into this because there's so much to cover. But yesterday I'm taking the time to read the Declaration of Independence again, and I go through it a couple times probably every month. And I'm noticing more and more on a daily basis as things unveil themselves, Luke 12:2. And as things continuously evolve, and I mean that in a godly sense, as to its very definitions, Webster's 1828, the parallel between what our forefathers threw off in comparison and in parallel to what we see today, they're very similar, friends. They're very similar. The only difference between our forefathers back then and who we are today is outside of the fact that they listened to 5,000 Puritan preachers and their sermons day in and day out concerning their upbringings, Proverbs 22:6, is technology. And we see the difference between now and then, and what it is, again, in comparison, is the technology, friends. We just have better technology than we did back then in throwing off tyranny as much as it works for tyranny and tyrants on so many different levels. But when I look at this, friends, again, noticing the parallels between who we are today and what's happening today concerning our representative limited government, friends, it's clear to see that this is not the government of our forefathers. This is not the government that our forefathers established concerning the branch of David, establishing righteousness in any sense of the word. I believe through inadvertence in many cases that politicians today seem to know more about working for special interest groups than they do the U.S. Constitution, and this on so many different levels. Easily a hands down when it comes to the majority of those that claim to serve we the people are not serving the people advertently or inadvertently. And again, we're just noticing the difference here. I want you to listen to this because, again, going to the Declaration of Independence, this is what our forefathers had established, okay? And I want you to listen carefully as to what they highlighted before they began to highlight the usurpations and violations of the king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. They said that when any or whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, this is what we're seeing, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Now, the good news is, friends, is we don't need new government. Our government's there. We just need a reformation. We don't need a revolution. Let me say that again. We don't need a revolution. We need a reformation. The revolution is, at least as to those that are responsible for trying to create that revolution, are your said representatives countering and warring against the very foundations and documents that our forefathers established over 250 years ago. Again, this without a doubt. But listen to it again. That when any or whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right, the God-given right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new governments, laying its foundations on such principles that are already there and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. Is this what's happening today? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. Everything about who we are in this country today are under attack. And it's zeroed in, friends, on our Christian foundations. And I do want to say this as a positive for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. We understand, like that of Spurgeon and like that of Whitfield, when they said all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. Yes, well, we can look at that as a positive. But, friends, we also need to understand that if it is self-destructing, we're a part of that self-destruction if we don't put a stop to it. Friends, the resolve here concerning what it is that we see on so many levels in the incumbent in American government today is incumbency, friends, does not have a right, nor is there a law to give them the right to do the wrong thing. So therefore, we must take responsibility in righting the wrongs in dealing with the corrupt. And again, this is why I continuously make reference to Article 2, Section 4, which is impeachment for the smallest of violations, misdemeanors, and or then, once impeached, go after them in prosecution. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and letting them know that we are not going to tolerate your corruption in any sense of the word. And I go back right to the heart of that, friends, and understanding what it is that statement above the heads of the Supreme Court justices in America, namely in Washington, D.C., once again. What is it? It's a picture of Moses holding the two tablets, Exodus 20, and what is below him? Justice is the guardian of liberty. Friends, if we don't have justice, it's because we don't know the law. And what's sad to say, friends, according to the Declaration, or not the Declaration alone, but the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it's we the people that are to establish that justice. As a matter of fact, it says we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the very first thing, friends, is to establish justice. And if we fail to do that, we're going to allow the bad guys and incumbent, friends, to continuously act in such a manner that they are and am in so many different ways and fashions. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're on the left side of the page for social media platforms, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page there as well, and you can see us and find us on social media platforms. Subscribe. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Again, it's the Sons of Liberty broadcasting live from Michigan. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, yesterday we talked about Patrick Henry, who was a son of liberty, along with Paul Revere, John Adams, John Hancock, and the list goes on. He was one of our founding forefathers, and Patrick Henry said, the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people, under God, of course. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests. Folks, when you listen to the breaks, you listen to these ads and these commercials coming from the useful idiots, namely from the conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13. Isn't it absolutely amazing how many times we continuously hear a narrative that counters the fact? I mean, they're talking about global warming, which counters scripture. Isn't it interesting how they're talking about the consistent outbreak of the virus, which doesn't exist? These are all created emergencies. And again, they're setting a narrative that counters we the people. And the only way that they're actually able to get away with implementing that which is illegal by acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution. And this is what they're doing, and this is what I'm covering today. Again, I also said yesterday, Abraham Lincoln said in 1859 that the people are the rightful masters of Congress. Congress are representatives of we the people. And again, folks, I can't, this is all coming back to the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence. Those people derive their powers from we, the people, okay? They derive their just powers from the consent of we, the governed. And the fact of the matter is our rights come from God. They come not from the generosity of the state. I want to make clear everybody understands this. I told you last week I read a book called Common Sense by a guy named Thomas Paine. And Thomas Paine was the one that was responsible for lighting the fuse concerning those that were stuck in between, the in-betweenites, making distinction from the loyalists and the Tories and those that were actually in the battle fighting for that separation, the War of Independence, okay? And in the process of that, when he wrote the book, I've been going through it, and I've been going through it line upon line, precept upon precept, and it's absolutely amazing. First off, I need to highlight this because I don't want to take this away from him. Characteristically, he's been sold to us as the least religious forefather we have. I want you to remember that. At the beginning of his book called Common Sense, which was written by our, again, least religious forefather, Thomas Paine, who woke up the rest of the colonies, the 13 colonies, the 56 signers, and less than 3% of the population, to actually move against the tyrant across the pond. He was also labeled as a very poorly educated and unskilled man. I want you to remember this. Friends, I got to tell you something. Our forefathers were highly intelligent human beings. And to say that it was easy going through this book, not once, but twice, and I'm dissecting it a third time, because, again, I see the parallels going on before the break with the corrupt king across the pond in the colonies over here in America, I noticed the same things going on in America today. But, again, I want you to remember that the revisionist would have you believe that he is the most, the least religious, and a very ignorant man. Now, when you read this book, I got to say this in all fairness, friends, that, again, he was highly educated, so much so that you have to get your Webster's 1828 to read what this guy is saying line upon line. And each sentence is filled with so much food to eat on, so much meat to chew on, you have to read it extremely slow so you can get it all in. That's how intelligent these guys were, okay? And again, keep in mind the least religious forefather. I said it three times, and the reason I said it three times is because men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice. I said it a third time, so therefore there is no excuse, okay? At the beginning of the Common Sense, I want you to understand that the publication was written with the view of taking notice of any attempt to refute the doctrine of independence. We have the Declaration of Independence. That it was written with no connection to party, okay, which, by the way, our forefathers denounced, both Washington and John Adams. They called it the greatest evil under the Constitution. All party affiliations are unconstitutional. Again, read Article 4, Section 4. They said that it was written with no connection to a party, under no influence of the public or private, but the influence of reason and principle, okay? Again, you got to keep this in mind. I'm teeing it up. So once I get into the pith and marrow of his message as to where they went to establish what it is that we have today. Thomas Paine said that a long habit of thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right and raises a formidable outcry in defense of custom. He said, as long as the violent abuse of power, which you're seeing today, is generally the means of calling the right of it in question and in manners and matters to which might never have been thought of had not the sufferers been aggravated into the inquiry, and as the King of England hath undertaken his own right to support the Parliament, in which he calls theirs, and as the good people of the country are oppressed by the combination, they have undoubted privilege to injury or inquire into the pretensions of both, and equally reject the usurpations. And then what he talks about, as he talks about how the government, pay attention to the parallel, how they like to dress in the badge of lost innocence. And then he begins to talk about the palaces of kings and how they're built on the ruins of bowers of paradise. In other words, he's got to create, friends, the illusion that everything is ruined, and if it's not ruined, he'll ruin it so he can create on top of it. Okay? They want to tear down the old house and build upon the new. And they always want to try to convince us that the system of government, and we're hearing much of this today, the system of government in America is ineffective. We need to take on the new path. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, just like back then, the problem that we're having is Scripture clearly tells us that we're not to take on the new, but we're to go back to the old, Jeremiah 6:16. The problem that we're having in America today, friends, is corruption incumbent. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have. We don't need more policies which undermine the law. And you've heard me say it 1,000 times, friends, that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10. Now, I also want to make clear, too, friends, because Alexander Hamilton comes to my aid even now. He said, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. He said, if angels were to govern, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. That's right. So who ordained the institution of government? Well, the least religious forefather, Thomas Paine, is about ready to tell you that. And it's interesting how he breaks it down and shows you through hereditary, namely kings that fall to the bloodline, are a, well, folks, for a better way of saying it, they're a heathen custom. It was the heathens that wanted kings, and it was the Lord that rebuked those that wanted kings. It was the Lord that warned through Samuel of what would happen if you took on a king. Well, someone might say, well, Bradley, we don't have kings here. Well, constitutionally, friend, you're exactly right. As a matter of fact, in our Constitution, there is no such thing even as a title of nobility. They are the President of the United States. Law in this country is Article 6, Section 2, and it's called the Supremacy Clause, which is established under who? God. Because we receive all of our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. Okay? So where are they putting their allegiance? Where are they putting their affections? Well, at the end of the Declaration of Independence, where did our forefathers go to? They went to the supreme judge of the world, and they sought divine providence in establishing what it is that we have today. So there's no doubt as to where they went. So, folks, God ordained the institution of government. It's important for us to understand that. That's found in Exodus 18:21. And remember, 34% of all of our documents, friends, concerning government come directly from the Bible. And 15,000 writings that have been found, friends, point their finger back at our forefathers, pointing to the Word of God to establish what it is that we have here today. So what we're seeing, friends, in essence, is we are seeing a government operating in a fashion that is not what our forefathers have established in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, it's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. We're live from Michigan. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are set to be fewer turkeys to go around this Thanksgiving. Experts say supply will be low and prices will be higher this year. Professor David Anderson at Texas A&M saying inflation has hit bird food and transportation costs. A shooting Monday at a high school in St. Louis left 3 people dead, including the shooter. Interim Police Chief Commissioner Michael Sack reads from a handwritten note that the shooter left behind.
I'll read one portion from that notebook in which he had written. He wrote, quote, "I don't have any friends. I don't have any family. I've never had a girlfriend. I've never had a social life. I've been an isolated loner my entire life."
Tennis superstar Serena Williams says she's not retired. Williams previously indicated she would walk away from the game after the U.S. Open. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Of what I'm talking about even now, friends. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. What did we just hear from the conservatives of the day, friends? They're highlighting the crimes. They're not highlighting the law that was given unto us to remain a free people. And the very purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, from violating law, 1 John 3:4. It's to justify the righteous and to condemn the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, to maintain order. No, they're creating disorder, and they're taking who we are as a system of government and turning it upside down. So what did you just hear? You just heard about how a kid went into school, and by the way, he's been taught to through all these games, through the indoctrination system in public schools from Hollywood, because the Supreme Court gives them a free pass and saying it's okay to teach him to kill, right? And what do we say? Well, we just got done listening to how a kid walked in and conveniently had a AR-15. They had to highlight that because that's the very weapon they're trying to get rid of right now. And what did they do? They played sympathy for the devil once again, telling you how hard this kid had it. Not that he didn't have it hard. But, folks, when you have a system of government, the purpose of government is to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. And instead of taking these kids that are committing these crimes and making an example out of one or two of them publicly the way that the Bible teaches us, though, to deter the crime, Proverbs 16:6, what do? They keep teaching them how to do it. And then they highlight the gun as if the gun did the shooting all on its own rather than the criminal that pulled the trigger. What do? They blame the gun. And one more point I want to make for you, friends, just to show you how this government, hand in glove with the corrupt in the media, are countering the U.S. Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, that a well-regulated militia, you and me, being necessary to the security of a free state, we're free when we're armed, the right, the God-given right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated. But again, what did they do? They highlighted the crime rather than the law against the crime and deterring the crime. That's not what they do, friends. They want to disarm the American people. I'll tell you what, you first. And notice where this kid did the shooting. He did this shooting, friends, the school shooting, in what? A gun-free zone. Gun-free zones are completely unconstitutional. 94 to 96% of all mass murderers look for gun-free zones. And this kid just happened to find another, and he found a couple victims, didn't he? And so what do they do instead of the American people rising up against the corrupt politicians that created these gun-free zones, which are unconstitutional? They let the mainstream media and the corrupt politicians continuously drive the narrative in going after your right to bear arms. So you're doing it to yourself, Americans. You really are. I want to show you something real quick here as a positive. This just recently happened. Armed deputy who stopped a school shooting on Friday was completely ignored by the media. Completely ignored by the media. And why don't they want to show you that, friends? Because they don't want to show you that armed citizens work in deterring crime. That's why. Americans, you got to get educated. You really do. I'm going to take this phone call before we get back, friends, to the topic. But this is not the government our forefathers established. We got Gene calling in from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Gene?
Thank you, Bradley. I just got some questions. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I got some serious concerns I'd like to present to you. Here's one.
Quickly.
Here's one of them. All right, let me get this straight. If the government was the bank, would they need any taxes?
No, I understand.
So the Federal Reserve Bank is private.
Yep. Okay, but we're not talking about the Federal Reserve right now, Gene. What's your point?
Well, there's some flaws in the U.S. Constitution, in my opinion. For one of them, it says that no state shall emit bills of credit, and that destroys our state's sovereignty to establish public banks.
Okay. And Andrew Jackson back in the 1800s broke up that monopoly, correct? Yep, because it's unconstitutional, correct?
Well, I just think that we should establish public banks. They can be citywide, countywide, statewide, even amend the Constitution, go nationwide. But that way we can eliminate all taxation. Just for brevity, there is a verse in the Bible that says we're not supposed to allow the government to number us.
Are you talking about King David in the Book of Samuel, and he got in trouble for doing so?
Yeah, so then that means we really shouldn't have a representative form of government.
No, we should have a representative form of government because that's what the Lord established. If we have good men in place, the institution of government within itself was established by God. You see that in every Capitol building in the United States of America. You see that in every state preamble in the United States of America. You see every politician put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they'll uphold the enumerated laws found within. The problem is they don't practice what they preach because the American people don't take responsibility in impeaching them and then prosecuting them for their crimes against we the people.
Well, how can we have a representative form of government if we don't let them number us?
Okay, you're just really kind of out in left field on me, Gene. You got to kind of make your point in your numbering. So are you talking about census?
Yeah, that's just a question, but I'm really in favor of that public bank, and I hope that you'll study that issue and help support the public bank movement so we can reduce these taxes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gene, how about you do this, because I'm on the road right now. And tonight will probably be the 3,000th time that I've spoken publicly. Why don't you study it, and why don't you start your own radio show and begin to educate people? Because I'm plowing my role, my friend, and this is all I can do. I cannot do any more than what I'm doing right now. So I'd really appreciate it if the American people would take responsibility and do their part. I hear this all day long. Bradley, you need to do this. Bradley, you need to do that. Bradley, you need to do this. Folks, I can't do any more than what I'm doing. Here, let me just give you a rundown. This is a 26-hour round trip that we've driven, my wife and my family, okay? Because we're in demand in Michigan right now. This will be the 40th time that I've spoken in Michigan in the last 3 years alone. I've been in California. I just got back from the East Coast. I mean, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and look at the fruit of this ministry. We're somewhere all the time. If we're not on the radio, we're on television. If I'm not doing an article, I'm driving from one hotel to another hotel so I can be faithful to the God that I serve and faithful to you, because I have a heart for the people of this country in a big way. I love people. But don't keep throwing stuff at me and guys like me to do more than what we're already doing, because we're already burning the candle on four ends. And furthermore, just to move on with the topic here, friends, from this point on, let's stick to the topic here. Let's stick to the topic, because we'll always be good there, okay? And everybody's online as to what we're talking about. Now, this is what I want you to hear. We're speaking about how government today in America has become foreign to what our forefathers established, okay, on so many different levels. Oh, my goodness. Read the Declaration of Independence real slow, and again, you will understand exactly what I'm talking about concerning what it is that we're seeing today in this country. These people are foreign to the Constitution. I shared with you before, friends, a friend of ours that was in Maryland, and we went out to meet him, and it was interesting because he had told us, as I noticed, he had a Declaration of Independence and a Constitution in his pocket, his shirt pocket. And as he told us he had it in his pocket, he was telling me some of the things that I'm sharing with you even now as to how illiterate these people are constitutionally, namely those that are said representatives, the senators, the congressmen, regardless of what branch of government that they're in. They don't know the Constitution. He said he went out to the federal floor in D.C., shared some of his thoughts, made reference to the Constitution, which is predicated and premised on that of the Declaration of Independence. And he said, Bradley, on the way out, after I addressed all of those that were in session, he said, on the way out, the court recorder asked me, where did you get that information? What was it that you were referencing? So what I'm talking about right now is in speculation, folks. Let me tell you it this way. Let me put it to you this way. Your said representatives have sold you out to the highest bidder. And the best that you have are constantly fleecing you on top of what they're already getting paid to do concerning their duties as unto God and man. And that's how they're aggrandizing wealth unto themselves. Americans, I wish you would just slow down and think about what's being talked about right now. And get yourself in a position to be educated and taking your country back. Because, again, let me remind you, friends, this government is your government. You are the government. It's not they the government and you the little serfs. Okay? You're not just slaves here, folks, but this is where they mean to put you. Now, what I need to do is I'm going to take this call real quick from Pennsylvania, and then I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to go to Thomas Paine, the least religious forefather, and I want you to hear carefully as to what it was concerning the information that lit up our forefathers to say enough is enough concerning the kings, the aristocrats, the nobles, the arbitrary government across the sea, okay? We got Eric calling in from Pennsylvania even now. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Eric, what say you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about, like, how our government's not the same as it used to be, you know. And, I mean, I moved from the South up here to Pennsylvania. And down there, where I'm from, we had, you know, constitutional carry state, you know. And I moved up here, and they don't have that. You know, you have to jump through hoops to get a conceal and carry permit. And I moved up here, you know, to get a job with a major defense contractor. And
Eric,
I'm not allowed
Eric, I got a hard break, okay? Hold over till the other side of this break, and I'll pick you back up. You can make your point, okay, my friend? Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live from Michigan. We got Eric on hold, and we're going to come right back to him on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Yeah. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're talking about this is not the government of our forefathers and what it is that they established. I'm going to get back to that point. I'm going to make the final point that Thomas Paine made in the book called Common Sense. But first, we got Eric calling in from Pennsylvania. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, the point I was trying to get across is, like, I come from a red state. We felt very safe. We were allowed to protect ourselves. Come up here to a blue state, which is ironic because, you know, the founding fathers were running around up here creating the government, and it's more progressive, you know. Well, they call it progress, but it's not. It feels like it's backwards. It's getting exponentially dumb, but we can't protect ourselves due to my job and, you know, the area, the gun laws, and I work for a defense contractor. You'd think I'd be able to protect myself, but I can't have a gun. And I was attacked on the way home. My wife's been attacked, you know, at a gas station. It's just not a safe area up here. We're ready to go back. The money's not worth the crime.
You know what's crazy about all that, Eric, is first of all, we never lost the right. The people relinquished their rights. They gave their rights up. And you sound like you're a young man, so I'm not going to throw this on you. It is to the fault of the older generation that have tolerated the crimes of their said representatives. But what dulls me more anything is the fact that those that are creating these unconstitutional legislative acts, as they call them, policy, it's interesting how they're given a pass by the people to undermine the U.S. Constitution. But while they're doing this, Eric, they have armed security details around them every step that they walk from the beginning of their incumbency to the very end. And
rules
it's a very
shameful thing. Hey, Ben, and all the guys I work with, you know, I contacted them and like, hey, you know, how do I solve these gun rights issues? Let's do something about it, because they all have these Second Amendment stickers on all their vehicles. They all shoot guns. But they just think it's normal, all these gun laws. And I'm like, it's not. Every one of them is infringement, and they don't see it. They're like, you better be quiet. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I just had Richard speak up here. Yeah, that's right. And by the way, thank you for the call. I have to hit the next point here, Eric. And again, I appreciate it. But I do want to say in ending, Eric, it's interesting. I just had Sheriff Richard Mack on, who had talked about, and the same thing with Ted Nugent just a couple months back, that both of them had said that all these permits that are required, all these gun registrations and the loopholes that you have to jump through and permits, so on and so forth, he said every one of them is unconstitutional. So the question that needs to be begged here, who's breaking the law then? Is it the law-abiding Americans that are carrying the guns, or those that are trying to disarm the American people? And who would those be? Those would be the politicians, the corrupt politicians that need to be dealt with by the law, lawful in this country. And if we fail to do so, then we get exactly what we deserve. There's no nice way to say it. So, with that said, let me get back to this. Thomas Paine, least religious forefather, we're told by today's revisionists, said in his book Common Sense that nearly 3,000 years passed away from the Mosaic account of the creation till the Jews, under a national delusion, requested a king. Many people treat politicians in America like a king, too, by the way. So don't distance yourself from your responsibility here or your fault. Till then, Thomas said, the form of government, except in extraordinary cases, where the Almighty interposed with a kind of republic administered by a judge and the elders of the tribe. Kings they had none, said Thomas Paine, and it was held sinful to acknowledge any being under the title but the Lord of hosts, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, Jacob, and our Lord Jesus Christ, said Thomas Paine. And when a man seriously reflects on the idolatrous homage which is paid to the person of kings, he need not wonder that the Almighty, ever jealous of his honor, disapproves of a government which is so impiously invading upon the prerogative of heaven. In other words, man asks for man to intervene where that only belongs to the King of Heaven. Monarchy, said Thomas Paine, is ranked in Scripture as one of the sins of the Jews, for which a curse in reverse is the announced against them. The history of that transaction, said Thomas Paine, is worthy attending to. The least religious forefather, Thomas Paine, now goes directly to Scripture and said, the children of Israel being oppressed by the Midianites, Gideon, Judges 6, Gideon marched against them with a small army, and victory, through the divine interposition, decided in his favor. The Jews elate with success and attributing to the generalship of Gideon, proposed even making him a king, saying, rule thou over us, thou and thy son and thy son's son. Here is temptation in its fullest extent, not a kingdom only, but a hereditary one. By Gideon, in the piety of his soul, replied, I will not rule over you, neither shall my sons rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. Hence, you have the Declaration of Independence. What do you have? A seedbed. What sets upon that? The Constitution and the enumerated laws, friends. The Lord shall rule over you, said Thomas Paine. The revisionists would have you believe him to be the least religious forefather in America. The Lord shall reign over you. The words need not be more explicit. Gideon doth not decline the honor, but denieth their right to give it. Neither doth he compliment them with invented declarations of his faith, but in the positive style of the prophet charges them with dissatisfaction to the proper sovereign, the King of Heaven. Folks, this is common sense. This is the book that separated our forefathers and saying enough of the king and his tyranny. And we again find this in the Declaration of Independence. It was Thomas Paine, the least religious forefather, they would have you believe, that wrote this book. What is he making reference to, friends? Scripture. Thomas goes on and says, about 130 years after this, they fell again into the same error. The hankering which the Jews had for the idolatrous customs of the heathen is something exceedingly unaccountable, but so it was. That laying hold of the misconduct of Samuel suits his two sons, who are entrusted with some secular concerns, that came in abrupt, clamorous manner to Samuel, saying, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in my ways. Now make it the king to judge us like other nations. If you'd like to read the full account, friends, you can do this. This is found in 1 Samuel 4 to the end of the chapter. Isn't it amazing the parallels we see in the people during those particular times as well concerning the days of the ancients and the Jews that were responsible for asking a king? If you look at how the American people treat their favorite politicians, they say, and I've seen it for the last 4 and 5 years, we have no king but King Trump. And isn't it exactly what the people today are looking for? And I want to tell you something, friends. When you see corruption in government, you must understand that you're the responsible party for playing the game and getting caught up into the same cycle every 2 years and every 4 years. Let me remind you that our forefathers made an appeal to heaven. Let me remind you that the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus. An appeal to heaven. It was not to their favorite politicians, because they already understood that politicians, friends, were the great sin in which the Jewish people of the days of old asked for. They wanted a king to do for them what it was that they were willing to do for themselves. And by the way, in the book of 1 Samuel 8, isn't that exactly what the Lord said? Remember when Samuel went to the Lord and he said, Lord, they want a king? The Lord said, I already heard him. Samuel said, they're rejecting me, Lord. The Lord said, no, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. And isn't it interesting? The first thing that the Lord did was warn them of the heathen customs of those that wanted a king as to how they would act characteristically in general as to how they would act over the people. They would create slaves. Isn't that what the Lord warned them of? Isn't that where you're at in America today? Folks, I'm here to remind you, if we would hold to the word of God, remember in John 8:32, it's the truth that makes us free. And if we want to understand real spiritual, have an understanding of spiritual understanding and freedom, friends, then we must go back to the Lord God who blessed this nation, Psalm 33, verse 12. Do you want to be enslaved? Then you better start looking to the hills. You better start looking to the Christ, Psalm 121, Hebrews 12, 2. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And we better get back on the Lord's plan here, friends, because if we want to be liberated, we don't seek out corrupt man to liberate us. We seek out the Lord that liberates us. Because in general, friends, in understanding who we are and what it is that we have today, again, our rights come from God, not from the state. And if you believe otherwise, let me hear, be the first to tell you, you have an evolutionary view of government. And because you have an evolutionary view of government, you have a government today that acts in contrast to the very government that our forefathers established on so many different levels. Folks, if I can, when you get a moment, it's a 65-page book. It's called Common Sense by Thomas Paine. And I'll tell you what, when you're reading through that book, you jump up with your hands up in the air as you begin to praise God.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.